Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorensky. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Candace Rothler, the principal at St. Patrick's Catholic School in Perry. So first of all, Candace, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome. I'm excited to be here and share some updates on what we have going on.
So the main reason we have you on here today is to talk about National Catholic Schools Week. We talk about it with St. Pat's every year. So let's just dive right into it and discuss the events that will be happening during the week for Catholic Schools Week.
Absolutely. So we're actually going to start with a Catholic Schools Week kickoff, Mass, and chili and pozole supper for the greater Perry community. That's going to happen Saturday, January 25th, following 4:30 Mass at the church, but all are welcome. The supper will start tentatively around 5:30, and there's no cost to it. There'll be a free will donation, but there's truly no cost to it. After the supper, we'll have the building open. We're going to have math and STEM stuff featured in our classroom. So our K-5 teachers all got new STEM kits this school year, and they're going to have those out for parents to see what the kids are doing. And we have new math curriculum, too, so we're going to use this night to kind of show off how much our kids are growing and learning from this curriculum. But really, the point of it is to get everybody in and to get the Perry community in, because we want to celebrate this with everyone than more than just our local St. Pat's community. There's themes each day throughout the week then, so we'll continue celebrating into Monday, where we have our students and staff are going to be working with different businesses throughout the Perry community that have supported us to help celebrate and honor them. Tuesday is celebrating our students, and we're going to take that into a reading day, too. We're going to go into the classrooms and have students read to each other, and then we're going to watch a Dr. Seuss movie, and that's going to be to help kind of give our youngest students in the building something to look forward to. Wednesday is celebrating the nation, and we're going to use that for a prayer retreat as well. We actually get out early that day at 11:30, and then Thursday is celebrating vocation, so we have parents coming back into the building and sharing what they do for their job, and kids are going to get to come in and dress up for their future job that they want. This is one of our favorite days because the kids get to share with us what they want to do after they're done with school, and it's always fun to see them and see them so excited about everything. And then Friday, we celebrate our faculty, staff, and volunteers. That day, our students get to play dodgeball. Our middle school students are going to play dodgeball versus the staff with us. We did it last year, and it was a big hit. And then we'll have different things going on throughout the community. We have different people donating and sharing things that they love about our school and what makes our staff so special.
Absolutely. So a full week of activities there for the students and the community. Why do you feel like it's important to have Catholic Schools Weekend to recognize all the contributions?
This week gives us an opportunity to really share what we're about and how we basically were just a little bit different. We set ourselves apart from it. We get to bring in our religion. We get to talk about all these ideas, but it also gives us a way and a week to kind of share out everything. It's almost like a homecoming week for our schools, and there's different themes. We get to work with different schools, and we think it's important to share and acknowledge all of the various businesses and individuals in the community that have helped make this an option for anyone that would like to choose to come here. We also are going to dovetail from Catholic Schools Week into registration too. So we're using this as a time to celebrate and showcase all of the great things that we have going on here, all of our students that are amazing, our staff that are amazing, and really reminding people that we are an option.
Absolutely. Now, you also recently had your kindergarten open house night. What did you think about that and the response from the community for that event?
It was great. It was exciting to get to meet some of our future kindergartners here. It was an opportunity for us to share with the parents any information they needed to know about kiddos that are heading into kindergarten this fall. We'll have information available to families, too, as we open up registration. But it was great to see and meet some of our kindergartners for next school year.
All right. Now, one thing that I like to focus on for Catholic Schools Week is sort of dispelling some of the myths about Catholic school. So talk a little bit about some of the misconceptions that people may have about private school and Catholic school especially.
One of the big things that we hear is that you absolutely have to be Catholic to come here. That is not the case. We work with all families, and that you have to be able to completely pay the tuition. We have a ton of scholarship opportunities available, and many of them cost you nothing to apply for it. Our biggest one that we work with in those applications we just got in is called CTO. It's the Catholic Tuition Organization. We'll have two nights out here in February and March that we'll go through and help families fill out those applications to make it affordable. We work through standards in reading, writing, social studies, science, all of that, just like your kids would get at the public school. We have a smaller class size. We do have Mass weekly, but we are a school in a sense too. Our kids get a great education here. We have small classes, but that helps our teachers get one-on-one attention with the students that need it, and that's such a blessing that we can have in this building.
For sure. Now, speaking more generally, you grew up in Catholic school. So what's been your experience on the benefits of attending a Catholic school like St. Pat's?
I loved that I felt like I got to kind of be myself, that faith was a big part of my life growing up, and I didn't have to separate that completely from everything else. I also felt like being in that role, I got to experience a lot of service learning and learning how to give back to the community through ways of like reading and writing and different things too. It all incorporated itself, and that's something that we get to do during the day. We had youth groups that I was participating in, just like we have here, and I definitely felt like my teachers knew who I was inside and outside the classroom. We were a family, many of them there. We have a lot of family traditions here too. Some of the things that we see generations and generations of students coming through this building, and that's something that you get in that Catholic school system.
All right. Well, a couple more things I want to ask you about that don't directly relate to Catholic Schools Week. First of all, in the month of February, you are going to be hosting the monthly Chamber Coffee with the Perry Chamber of Commerce. So talk a little bit about how you got involved with that and what people can expect.
Yes, absolutely. We are so excited about this opportunity. So we have been a member of the Chamber for years, too. And so we had looked at, and I had attended a couple of the Chamber coffees, and it kind of came up in a way of like, we could host one of these at the school. And it's a way to get people and different businesses in our door during the day, which doesn't happen very often. So they can see what we're about, who we are, who our facilities are. We've realized that not everyone has come into our school doors, so they have never even been in the building. So we're hoping that this is a way to then show the Chamber businesses, many of them that help contribute to our various fundraisers, they can come in and can see our students in action, our staff in action, see what we do during the day, so they have a better picture of what they're donating towards. So we're super excited for this opportunity. We're actually going to be serving our famous St. Pat's Cinnamon Rolls for any of the Chamber members that day.
Sounds great. All right, one last thing I want to ask you about comes up later this year, but it's really probably closer than you even realize at this point. That's the St. Patrick's in Bloom Church and School Auction. So talk a little bit about this program.
Yes, absolutely. That is going to sneak up on us before we know it. It's slated for March 28th at La Post, and that'll again follow that 4:30 church mass. It's our annual fundraiser, a big annual fundraiser that we do. The funds help our budgets into next school year, and there's also parts of it that'll help with student tuition assistance as well. So those different funds to make sure that cost is not a deterrent for any family that would want to have their kids here in our environment as well. Tickets are now on sale. They are $30 per person or $50 for the couple. If you wait till the night of and buy them at the door, they're going to be $40. So you definitely want to get your tickets ahead of time. We are currently taking donations from any businesses, and I actually have our high school youth group and our middle school youth group are going to be coming around to different businesses and working and seeing if they can help us collect donations. We have two other raffle opportunities that are now on sale as well. We have a tuition raffle opportunity, and that was started last year. Those tickets are $50 a piece. There's only 125 of them that'll be sold, and the winner will be drawn the night of the auction, and they can get a year's worth of in-parish tuition for next year. So they could essentially have a kid come here, and because they won this raffle, they won't have to pay tuition next year. The other raffle that we have is the Perry Bucks raffle, and those are a single ticket for $10 or three for $25, and we have five drawings that'll happen, and those will be the night of the auction that'll give $1,000 total away in Perry Bucks to give back to the community that supports us so much.
All right, sounds great. Well, Principal Candace Rothler, anything else that you'd like to mention about St. Pat's Catholic School or Catholic Schools Week?
No, nothing other than we're just so excited and so blessed to be a part of this community, and we hope that anyone and everyone is here takes the opportunity to find out a little more about us, and if you're even considering it, stop on by the school either at that open house and chili supper on Saturday or anytime during Catholic Schools Week, and we'd love to show you what we can offer for your children.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Candace Rothler. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.